Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, here doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a great Monday. I know I am because I am off this week because school is out because I work for the school with my new job that I have. So the kids are out of school for fall break. So that means I get a chance to rest a little bit. So I'm still excited by doing this podcast, my exodus movement, letting go and let God take control. Today, I want to talk about trusting the process. I know a lot of y'all are going to be like, what is she talking about? Trusting the process. Exactly what I mean. Trusting the process. A lot of times, we need to learn to trust God in the process when we ask for things. We got to learn to be patient and believe that we're going to get whatever we ask for, that God's going to deliver it. And that's the problem with a lot of us. We don't trust the process. We can't be patient. And I can say for myself, I am a number one person that has continued to learn to trust the process. For example, right now, I had to get on my knees and ask the Lord to forgive me because I'm being impatient for what he's trying to bless me with. He approved me to get a 2-bedroom apartment because I said before that me and my son, we lost our house and stuff, and we're living in a 1-bedroom apartment. So now he's blessed us to get approved for a 2-bedroom apartment. All I got to do is get the deposit. And the manager at the apartment complex said, well, you know, we do a first come, served basis. You know, you're approved for it, but whoever brings that deposit, you know, hey, you get that apartment. So I'm like, okay. So, you know, I prayed and said, Lord, please help us get this deposit. You're approved for us to get the apartment, so I know you're going to help us get this deposit. Because guess what? I got approved for the apartment right after payday. After I haven't paid my bills, paid the rent for this apartment, and whatnot. So guess what? I ain't got no money. And working with the school, you only get paid once a month. So my next payday ain't till the 25th. So here I am trying to scramble. Now, I kid you not, I asked the Lord, please, I know you're going to help us get this deposit. Now, I said in my other podcast, see, you know, I have to learn to practice what I say. I say stuff, and then I got to go back and listen to what I say. Because when I'm talking to other people trying to help others, I got to listen to my own words to help myself. You know what I'm saying? So I said in my other podcast, you know, when we get on our knees and pray, we got to stay down there to listen to what God say. You see what? I didn't listen. I didn't listen. I didn't stay down there and listen to him. I got up off my knees, and there I go trying to figure out how I'm going to get this deposit, going to this long place, going to that long place. And guess what? The Lord done blocked every time. Nope, you can't get it. Nope, you can't get it. And I had to realize, okay, Lord, I'm listening. I should have listened when I got off, when I was on my knees. And I hear you loud and clear right now. You got to trust the process in everything dealing with God. You get on your knees and you ask for this, or you ask the Lord to come in to calm a storm that's going on in your life, you got to trust the process. You got to be patient, because his way is not our way, and he move on his own time. But he's always on time when he move. He knows when you need it, because first of all, he already know what you need before you get on your knees and ask. He already know what's going on in your life. He already know. And then we get down there, ask the Lord, help us. And then we can't wait on it. We want to be impatient. And then that's how we lose our blessings. He blocks us. You got to trust the process. Life is hard. You go through so much in life. You got stuff going on at work, stuff going on at home, relationships, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wives, your children. And no matter how difficult things get, we got to learn to trust the process when we're dealing with God. We have to. We got to learn to talk to him. Just like I'm talking in this mic for this podcast, that's how you can talk to God. It's like, look, Lord, look. that this was going on. Come on. I know you know. And you know I need help right now. What I got to do? You know, we got to learn to talk to him. To be honest with him. That's all he wants us to do. To be honest. And to talk to him. And respect his boundaries. Yep, exactly what I said. We got to respect his boundaries. Because we can't get mad when he don't give us that blessing when we need right then and there. Because like I just said, he move when he want to move. His time is not our time. His way is not our way. But he's always on time. And we got to learn to trust that process. That it's going to be on time when we need it. A lot of times, that flesh eats at us. When things happen, we want stuff to come just like that. But when we get down there and ask the Lord for help, it's already done. He going to give it to us. But we just got to learn to be patient when he does. And right now, I'm standing here saying, okay, Lord, I hear you. I'm finna stop it. I'm finna step back and let you work your magic. I hear you. I hear you exactly what you're saying. I'm saying it clearly now. And I'm not mad about it. I thank God for letting him block me. Because you know what? You already in debt, Shawna. That's what he said. You already in debt. You're trying to get out of debt. You're starting over. So why are you trying to go back and get in more debt? You're trying to get all these loans. I had to think about it. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I hear you. You're going to make a way. You're going to make a way. So when I called the apartment lady, and I said, look, how much time I got to get the deposit? She said, you know what? I said, I don't get paid till 25th. She said, you can pay it then, and then we'll get your apartment ready after then. I said, okay then. That's all I need to know. But had I stayed on my knees and listened to the Lord from the beginning, I wouldn't have been going through all that. I wouldn't. I wouldn't be getting frustrated because I can't get this and I can't get that. You see what I'm saying? Got to trust the process. And then, I'm going to tell you how he worked. I met with an old friend yesterday. She telling me about an apartment complex she live in. How the rent is more cheaper than where I'm trying to go. And a deposit, you ain't got to pay a deposit fee. I mean, you ain't got to pay an application fee. And the deposit is cheaper too. And the apartment is bigger and nicer. And guess what? It's more convenient because it's right where I work and where my son work. And everything we need is right there around us. So guess what? I'm thinking, okay, Lord, you made this happen yesterday. Just so happened she come talking about her apartment complex. So I went over there today. I went over there and then I said, man, I'm just trying to see if y'all got any 2 bedrooms available. She said, yes, I do. And guess what? We got a move-in special. We ain't got to do an application fee. This is this, all you need. You bring this back, we got you. So guess what? Maybe the Lord trying to tell me you might get this apartment over here because it's more convenient, closer to both your jobs. Rather than you going way over here and you still got to travel distance to get back and forth. And this over here is more cheaper and bigger and nicer. So again, you got to learn to trust the process. So all I'm going to do is step back and let the Lord take control of the situation, and he gonna decide which way I'm gonna go. I ain't finna keep trying to do it myself. And that's what we got to learn to do. Stop trying to do it ourselves. Start learning to trust the process. And let God lead us and take control. He knows what we need. He knows what's best for us. He knows what's best for us better than we do. He does. Excuse me. He does. But we think we know everything. We don't want nobody to tell us nothing. You know, God put people in our lives to help us, and a lot of times we run these people out because we want him, because we think we know everything. Then we don't even want to listen to God. Just like I said, prime example myself. And I said, no, I can't keep going down that road. I'm not listening, not trusting. Because every time I go down that road, I mess up and get myself in a hole and bring on storms that I don't need to bring on. And that's what we do a lot of times when we don't want to trust the process. We bring the storms on our own selves rather than the storms that just happen. We make them happen. Yeah, we do. We make them happen. And then we want to cry out to the Lord, why? Why are you doing this to me, God? He ain't doing that to you. You did it to yourself. Because you know he'll let you go for so long until you realize. And sometimes we don't realize. A lot of times we'll never realize until it's too late. So like I say, we got to trust the process. We got to learn to trust the process with our children, how we raise them, how we teach them. We got to train them up. We got to trust the process when we have a difficult situation at work. We have a coworker that's getting on our nerves, or the workload too much. We're working too many hours. We're not getting paid enough money. We got to trust the process. The Lord going to make a way out of it. He'll remove that coworker, give you a better position, or move you to a whole nother job, period. You know, we got to trust that process. Even when you got a boyfriend, he might not be the best boyfriend. He might be abusive or whatnot. And a lot of times we want to hang on to that abuse, thinking that ain't nobody else out there for us. And then Lord got the man around the corner. But you've been overlooking this man because you still stuck over here. We got to trust the process. Because a lot of times we set ourselves up for failure. Especially when we pray that prayer, Lord, send me a good man. Lord, send me a good woman. We pray that prayer all the time and break our own hearts when we pray that prayer. Because you know why we break our hearts? Because we don't want to trust the process and go through the process to get that man or woman. Because the Lord knows when you're ready. And he's going to put you through this and put you through that to get you ready for that man he wants you to have. And get you ready for that woman he wants you to have. But a lot of times, we don't want to trust the process. We don't want to wait on it. We want God to send that man right now, or that woman right now. Or, I ain't dealing with no man no more. I done got hurt too much. I'm done. Now, you kept hanging on to that that God didn't have for you in the first place. A lot of times, people being married. If you didn't have God in that marriage when you got married, that marriage wasn't going to last from the beginning. Not at all. And then you sit here and say, Lord, send me a good husband. Well, if you would have waited on him, he would have sent you that good husband. If you would have listened to him and waited on the process, you would have got that good husband. But a lot of times, we be, Lord, this the one. Lord, put us together. Knowing that ain't the one. Because you see the red flags before you get married to him that he ain't what he is. But you still marry him anyway because you don't want to be by yourself. And then when you get in there you go complaining and all this here. Why? You knew this before you jumped in there. The Lord showed you the signs already. But because you didn't want to be by yourself, because you want to say, I got a man, I got a woman, he let you have it. You know, he'll do it. The Lord will let you go on with it until you realize. Sometimes you never realize. There's always that saying that says, that person you marry might not be your husband. That person that you have a child by may not be the person you're going to be with for the rest of your life. That person you marry might not be the husband you're going to have for the rest of your life, or wife. Because we got to learn to trust the process and listen and have faith in God. We do. That's what it's all about. got to learn to have faith, got to learn to be spiritually and mentally strong and trust the process when we're going through stuff. And it's a hard thing to do. I can sit here and talk all day long and say, trust the process and have faith. But you know good and well, it's hard to do that. Especially when that flesh come about and stuff going on in life that's coming at you from every direction. And it's hard to hang on to that. But we gotta try. We gotta try. I was looking at a show last night, and the man's like, I'm tired of being the good guy. Sometimes I just want to be mad and don't be good and don't worry about nothing no more. I done lost everything I had. I done lost people that I done loved and got that died. And I'm just tired of being the nice guy. And then the lady said, you know what? You have to be the nice guy. Because when you start thinking different or not being that person, that's when things change. And you're no better than the other person over there that's begging. And that's the truth. When we start doubting and losing faith of ourselves and being faithful to God, then we ain't no better than the people that's in the world. Because guess what? We don't supposed to be doing everything that they're doing in the world. We supposed to be in this world, but not living like those in this world. We supposed to be an example and doing better. And when we start losing sight of that, we all in trouble. So that's all I want to talk about for these little few snippets. Trusting the process. Just having faith and believing and knowing that God is in control and that it's already done. When you ask for it, and if you believe it, you're going to receive it. So I hope y'all have a happy Monday, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.